This is KLCC News. I'm Tiffany Eckert, standing at a rapid transit bus stop in Eugene, waiting with other riders. The bus is scheduled to arrive at 11:53. The bright green snake of a vehicle turns the corner, and it's right on time. Dan Dreyer is at the wheel. He's a fit guy with a quick smile. I'm catching a ride with him to talk about his job and the nearly 30 years he spent driving people around. Dan helped inaugurate MX in 2007.
A man was on my bus in the back. The bus was full, and he had a stroller and two children. The bus came to the stop, and he put his children on the platform and then got back in the bus to retrieve his stroller. His children were yet toddlers, and they were unattended, but I knew none of this.
What Dan did know is people got off, people got on, he closed the door and left. Then he heard the commotion in the back of the bus. People were saying, "You left some kids back there."
I've had my own kids on the bus, and the thought of leaving them behind is unbearable.
Dan says he thought the kids were maybe college students who missed the bus. Controversy sparked from Dan's decision to keep driving to the next platform. He says LTD has strict rules about where rapid transit buses can stop. It was an admittedly rough opening for MX. Dan Dreyer loves his job because of the riders.
That's true, really, and the striking thing is the depth and the quality and the quantity of relationships that you form in a job like this if you're paying attention.
As we move swiftly along the dedicated MX corridor, Dan tells his tale.
I haven't actually told this story. It was back in the day when I was driving regular bus service, and I met Rosette. She was a piano teacher. Eventually, I got to meet her son, and at that time, he was a 10, 11-year-old boy. In 2011, I learned that her husband had passed away, her son's father. And then in 2012, I was devastated to see her obituary. She had died of cancer very suddenly. By that time, her son was 16 and without a mother or a father. And I thought of him, and eventually I saw him within a year after his mother's passing, and he was on my MX bus. And I said, "Rodek, come up. And is that you?" And he said, "Yeah." And he remembered me. And at that time, my mother was in the process of passing away herself. Here was an 16-year-old boy and a 67-year-old bus driver talking about the loss of our mothers.
Arriving at the Springfield station, Dan bends down to speak with an elderly man in a wheelchair. As he moves down the bus aisle, riders reach for his hand or call out to him. It's remarkable.
Well, it's just that I am getting ready to retire, and I've had a hard time getting myself ready to let go of my job. Taking stock of what it's meant to me and other people has helped. For the last several weeks, I've been stopping my riders and my friends, and I've been taking pictures, little selfies.
Dan starts scrolling through scores of pictures on his phone.
You can see this. Here's one today. Her name is Nancy. I call her the Belle of Blue River. She's been riding for over 20 years. This couple right here, she's been riding the bus since it was a collection of VW vans back in the 60s. There's a girl that took 6 years to graduate from college because she worked on the grounds crew full time. This guy brings me a copy of the Eugene Weekly every Thursday morning. Dave the Fisherman.
Although Dan and his wife haven't agreed on the exact date he'll call his last at LTD, it will be this year. Then he'll trade in 10 wheels for two, the ones on his Harley. Yes, Dan is a biker, and for him, retirement will soon mean cruising along America's most scenic highways with no time posts to hit nor schedules to keep. For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert at the LTD Springfield Station.